Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we take time to read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy, the Lord's pure and refined words of truth, comfort, and love. Today's reflection is on Psalm number 12. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts, those who say, "With our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us, who is master over us?" Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. The dictionary definition of the word pure is this: not mixed or adulterated with any other substance or material, free from roughness or anything of a contaminating kind, free from extraneous matter, clean and not harmful in any way, having a smooth and clear sound that is not mixed with any other sound. The Lord's words are pure, perfect, clear, free from contamination or extra matter, like pure refined silver. There is nothing ever to be added or subtracted from God's word, as it is holy and true. God's words are the complete opposite of words which come from wicked people, words orchestrated by Satan for his wicked plans to tear us apart from each other and especially from life with God. In the psalm today, David is once again fed up with the evil that is all around him, especially the words of the people, lies and false flattery. I remember as a child growing up in a loving and yet fairly strict household, appealing to my mother to allow certain friends to come into the house based on their words of compliments and seemingly kind remarks about our house and family. At times, my mom would dismiss quickly the idea, saying, "Don't be swayed by false flattery." She used this term from time to time in various situations, and I learned over the years that flattery, false or otherwise, can be very shallow, based on another person's perceptions and worldly ideas, not always on God's ideas. Because, like David wrote, those who say, "With our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us, who is master over us?" It usually boils down to boasting in ourselves rather than in the power and word of God. Do you know anyone like this, or heard of people like this? These days they seem to be everywhere in the headline news. Athletes taking credit for their abilities to compete and win, businessmen taking credit for becoming successful and rich, authors taking credit for helping people learn to cope with life, unrighteous people making claims against the power of Christ, and even Christians who might fall into the temptation of taking credit themselves for organizing a church event. Now, our fellow believers might, or at least should be, easier to forgive, since we know we are all both saint and sinner. But the unbelievers who enjoy making our lives miserable by their selfish boasts and rants and insults are tough to live with, and they try our patience on every level. They seek to cast doubt on our faith and trust in our Lord. They revel in our frustration and failings, and they seem to surround us, prowling on every side, as the Scriptures say. And yet we have what they refuse, the pure, true, and holy word of God. While the words of the wicked are meant to deceive and harm us, God's word and his promises of steadfast love, mercy, and forgiveness are given to us for comfort, encouragement, and eternal life. They never change. Though we don't always know why, during the times in our lives that seem difficult, sad, and even painful, we can still be certain that God loves us and is preparing us for something better, refining us and tweaking us to know him more, to love him more. I once worked briefly at a university rocks and minerals museum as a volunteer for school children's tours through the museum. One of the processes we explained to them was tumbling, a technique for smoothing and polishing the rough surfaces of rocks and minerals to expose the real beauty of these gems. The tumbling forces them to be knocked around together, which causes the outer rough surfaces to be smoothed away. Then they are washed with water and sometimes detergents to be made completely clean. And then they are polished to a high gloss for the ultimate display of beautiful lines and color. No more rough edges, dirt, or scratches. How much tumbling was required always depended on the hardness of the rock and how rough the outside surface was. I think I'm beginning to understand why God allows me to be tumbled from time to time in this world of vileness. I need to have my own rough edges of pride, impatience, anger, and lack of trust worn down, smoothed out, so that I can be shaped into the person that God desires me to be, loving, kind, patient, and trusting. Psalm 66, verses 1 to 12 tell us this. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. The Word of God is pure. It is true. All of it, for all time. Many times, we are the poor who are plundered. We are the needy who groan. We are the rough and ugly sinners that need to be tumbled, corrected by God's Word and brought back to His loving and perfect ways. God's response to this kind of refining is this, from verse 5. I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. Our merciful Lord doesn't allow us to suffer for no good reason, and he will keep those words. He will guard us from this generation of wickedness forever. If God didn't love us so much, he wouldn't bother refining us. But he does love us. He loves us and he has his hand on us, perfecting us, guarding us, and purifying us to be witnesses to him on earth, until that glorious day that we are with him in heaven. Purifying us so that we can, in humble joy and celebration, come before our holy and pure God. To God our Father, through Jesus Christ his Son, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, be all the glory. We pray, dear Lord, we know that we live in a treacherous world of deceit and lies. Hold us close to you and lead us to flee to your word for comfort and direction when we feel lost and alone. Move us to thank and praise you for the certain hope of salvation and life everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.